up like $1 billion in the morning.
Damn. Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello.
Nikki and DeMello when you wake up.
Coast FM.
First off, a WA music legend, member of Murphy's Law and the Murphy Brothers, a former Oz Idol contestant. He came third back in 04 behind Casey Donovan and Anthony Kalea. All-round gentleman too, Courtney Murphy, it's been announced, has been diagnosed with late-stage bowel cancer, which is just, like, devastating news for him, his family, for his friends, for everyone in the circle, I think. It's sort of gone all over Facebook that I've noticed of recent times. Like, there's a few people that have been hit pretty hard by that. He's a working muso, so while he's receiving treatment, he's not working. And so his brothers have set up a GoFundMe page to help keep the family afloat. So, look, just a thing, if you're in a position to help, Google GoFundMe and Courtney Murphy. Like, it would be appreciated.
Yeah, really sad.
Very sad. Yeah, so hopefully he can concentrate on getting the help that is needed at this stage in time.
Yeah, not have to stress about all the other stuff.
Yeah. Because that, I mean, you know, that would just compound where you're at, wouldn't it? So, good news for fishers as opposed to fishies. Yes, the fisher folk. From now till July 31, demersal scale fish are back on the menu.
Yes.
Hey, so,
yeah, it would have been a popular weekend, that's for sure, the Easter weekend fishing.
On boats, that is, because you could always do it off the beach. You could always go for them off the beach with bag limits and
you
all the things.
You can't really get the big fish you're after, though,
but
can you?
But you don't get the hauls off the beach like you do off a boat. So, yeah, so that's pink snapper, dewey, bald chingroper, all of that stuff will resume between Kalbarri and Augusta, as if you didn't already know.
Yeah, you're already out there. You've already caught them all, haven't you? They're all gone again.
You've already had an Easter feast. And well done, Rockingham Flames. Wins for both men and women after the weekend. And congrats to Peel Thunder. The Gents turned the tables on East Frio after losing in the grand final last year. They had a victory.
Got them back.
On Saturday, 82-63. So
lovely.
That was a good vibe all round, I think it's fair to say. So there you go. And look, I'd just like to do a shout out to the lovely sort who saw a creature in need and for no reward except for the joy of helping a defenceless creature, lovingly tended what she thought was a baby hedgehog.
But I saw.
But after it had moved, or importantly in her words, pooped all night, she was worried, so she took it to an animal rescue centre. Only to discover it was a bobble from a hat.
A simple pom-pom.
A little pom-pom on the end of a beanie. And except obviously it wasn't attached to a beanie. It was just a pom-pom.
Bless her heart.
Honestly, you know her heart was in the right place. There's no doubt.
It's just imagining her patting this little pom-pom. It's okay, honey. You can come out.
It up. Does she not think she doesn't weigh very much, does it?
I don't know. Oh.
Anyway. Oh,
I don't know, but she blessed her heart.
Bless her heart. It's just a shame the bobble didn't have one.
Yes.
Nikki and DeMello's
Riddle Me This, Riddle Me That.
Riddle Me This.
Yes, welcome. It's riddle time. And joining us today is Christy from West Cooler. Morning, Christy.
Good morning, guys.
Have you got like a budding mechanic potentially in your house?
Yes. Well, I have an adult one, but I have some granddaughters that may like to become mechanics when they get a bit older.
Well, what a perfect combo. Then the grown-up can then, you know, be guiding and helping as they put together this, it's cool. It's a clear four-cylinder engine, so it's a real chance for you to build your own four-cylinder motor. It looks pretty good.
Use your mind whilst also feeling like you're playing a game, I guess. And learning something.
Before they know it, they'll be servicing your car. That's how I see
it. That's exactly right.
Excellent.
All right, well, good luck. Remind us of that riddle. You'll go in the draw if you can solve this.
What animal is half goat and one third cow?
I'm going to go with a cat.
A cat? Half goat? Well, that would be AT.
AT, I see.
And one third cow?
Which is
the C. The C makes cat, doesn't it? Nailed it. You saw straight through it. And congrats, you're now in the draw to win that awesome prize from Sick Hobbies this Friday. Good luck.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Have a good day.
Yeah, thank you. You too.
Nikki and DeMello's three things you need to know.
It is the Coast FM Cup as Mandurah Magic host Rockingham Flames in local basketball at the Mandurah Aquatic and Rec Centre Friday.
Woohoo!
Yeah, it's going to be good. April 2 is International Children's Book Day, celebrated as it happens this year on the birthday of Hans Christian Andersen.
Makes a lot of sense.
I mean, amongst others, Little Mermaid, you know, that was one of his. Yep. One of the ones that
all
he kind of...
All fairy tales, really. Yeah. Like the Disney fairy tales. They pretty much. Plucked them from
him. But then again, he gathered them from when he was a kid and published them. And, you know, then 100 years went past at least. And then Disney went, thank you.
Thanks for those.
Anyway, so great time to either read some of the classics or maybe write one.
Maybe it's time.
Never know. It's World Autism Day today. So today to share stories and light it up blue for the cause this April 2nd. National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day. No instructions required for that, really.
I don't think so. Give it a go if you haven't.
Look, if it's a taste sensation, if you haven't tried it, give it a crack. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, if you have, make a milkshake. Do something exciting. You know what I'm saying? Yep. Take it to the next level. And it's International Fact-Checking Day today. Okay. And I mean, you know, the day after April Fools, it's not a bad day to do some fact-checking.
Yeah.
I mean, every day should be fact-checking day, really. You know, don't be sucked in by fake news. Just, you know, have a little look around. Just do a little bit of checking.
Don't believe the first thing you hear.
No, just have a little look.
97.3 Coast FM. Nikki and DeMello's Coast Feed.
Alright, here we go. For Seagulls Outdoor Furniture Superstore located in Mandurah Home City or online at seagulls.com.au. It's the Beyonce Country Show with Nikki.
Thank you pretty much today, I'm sorry, because Cowboy Carter is here. Yeah! Beyonce released her country album Act 2, Cowboy Carter, over the Easter long weekend, serving as a second part to her Renaissance album from 2022. The 27-track album features Post Malone and Miley Cyrus, with Dolly Parton and Willie Nelson also appearing in interludes. The album features a few covers, including the Beatles' Blackbird and Dolly Parton's Jolene. Here's Dolly's intro and a bit of Bey's cover of Jolene.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, it's Dolly B. You know that hussy with the good hair you sang about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
Jolene, 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 Jolene. I'm warning you, don't come for my man.
You wouldn't be naming your kid Jolene ever, would you?
Really? No. Is anyone called Jolene anymore?
I know.
I really like it. My favourite part is Jay-Z in the background. Jolene, Jolene, Jolene.
Is it Jay-Z?
I'm assuming so. Okay. I don't know. There's also a duet with Miley Cyrus in there. Ooh. It's called Two Most Wanted. Here it is.
I'll be your shotgun rider till the day I die.
That's nice.
Oh, I love that. Yeah. She's also teamed up with Post Malone for this track. It's called Levi's Jeans. Hmm.
Oh, that's nice too.
So good. Act 2, Cowboy Carter is out now.
Nikki and DeMello. Back tomorrow morning from 6. 97.3 Coast FM.